Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Figuring It Out with Ashley and Archie. I am Archie, and this is my lovely wife.
Ashley. Wait. I had a drink in my mouth.
So if you're tuning in right now, we are sipping on some...
Wait. Hold on. What is it called? California Roots Moscato. That's a cute little bear on the bottle.
Yeah, California Roots is pretty common. I already knew the name. But this episode, we are actually celebrating our 1 year anniversary of being married.
Woo. Yeah, girl. Yeah. See, Charlie's excited too.
Oh my goodness, the dog's excited. Of course, she wants to bark right now.
Anywho, our bottle of wine is brought to us courtesy of Morgan and Allie. They got us this for my bridal shower. They got us a cute little basket of wines for cute little milestones in our first year of marriage. So
this was the last bottle.
We finally reached our last bottle. We went through all the holidays as first. Mr. and Mrs. Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. and Mrs.
Now we're at our first anniversary, so we're at our last bottle of wine.
Congrats to us.
Woohoo!
Made it a year with you.
Oh.
And we're drinking out of
Jim and Pam cups. Wait, let me read mine first. So I found these at Meijer. It says, "You're the Jim to my Pam."
And my beer mug that I'm drinking wine out of says, "You're the Pam to my Jim."
Aw, how cute.
And if you don't know, she really loves The Office.
Favorite show
We're
ever.
Looking for people to carpool us to the Office experience in Chicago.
Oh, you're going to go with me?
Why would I not go?
Oh, I don't know.
So if you got any takers, I mean, feel free. You know, you guys can reach out to us, our, you know, three listeners.
Call them out like that. Dang.
What do you think about this, Moscato?
It's okay.
It's like
a flavor. Yeah, like a cherry Moscato.
Yeah, which you have like five bottles.
Push.
I think you down to like two or three, actually.
Because you've been drinking all the alcohol.
I know. I don't have alcohol. Well, I do, but I don't know. I just been having... I gotta have something like chill.
Anyways.
Just have like straight hard alcohol when I get off work to unwind.
Anyways, so we're drinking. So grab a drink.
Grab a drink. Have a drink with us. Last time we did an episode, somebody who listened said something to me. They're like, "Well, you said have a drink, so here I am." And they work from
Charlie.
Home. I know you want to make all the noise in the world right now. Like every single noise you can think to make, you want to make it. Like our poor dog doesn't get enough attention. I don't know what enough is for her, though. But as I was saying, last time we had recorded an episode, which hopefully we can become more consistent.
He said that last time.
One of our listeners, she was like, "You said to drink, and you know I'm working from home, but now I'm drunk." They're listening to the podcast, so they're having a drink.
I mean, I get that. Anyways,
so... I guess we can kind of talk about a year of marriage.
It's a trap. Don't do it. No, I'm just kidding.
I guess reflecting back.
Charlie, this matter does not concern you, ma'am.
I'm going to stop petting her. I guess reflecting back. So 1 year ago on October 24th, 2020, that Saturday. After revisiting that entire day, would you get married? Well, not get married, but like have a wedding?
Absolutely not.
No.
I will marry you 1,000 times. I will never again go through a wedding. It's like looking back of it, like I can think of like small moments that were like really great and like I really enjoyed throughout the wedding day, but like the day of the wedding and like everything leading up to it is just like so stressful, at least from my like what I had to take care of, And I don't, like, at the end of our wedding day, like, I didn't feel like I enjoyed our wedding. Like, I mean, I enjoyed our wedding, but, like, I missed out on those small moments, like, in that moment. Like, looking back, like, I realized that those are moments, and, like, now I appreciate them. But, like, I was so stressed, and, like, there's so many things going on that the actual wedding was just, like, too much. Like, the best part of the day was probably, like, us actually getting married, and then we did photos right after that. But even doing the photos with, like, the wedding party and, like, our family, like, it was still, like, it was just too much. Like, there's people everywhere. Like, everybody wanted something. Yeah. So, like, when we had that, like, 45 minutes outside with just, like, the photographers, like, that and us getting married were probably, like, my two highlights of the whole day, because it was actually peaceful, like.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I can kind of agree, like.
And it was expensive.
Yeah. It was dumb expensive. I mean, granted, people spend a lot more money than what we spend.
I
will say I would much rather be in someone else's wedding versus have a wedding. But fortunately, you know, and hopefully we only do that once, so.
Yeah, well, and I think, like, I guess it would have been different, but, like, I barely had been. I never had been to a wedding until I started dating to you, and we went to Drew and Carson's wedding. That was, like, the first wedding I'd ever been to. And then we went to a couple weddings throughout, like, our dating, but, like, I'd never been in a wedding. Like, I mean, I only saw, like, snippets from the outside, and so, like, right. I really didn't know what I was getting myself into, and, like, it was just a lot more than I had bargained for.
Even, like, I mean, I had been to maybe... I think I've been, like, growing up, I went to my uncle's wedding, and I was young, so I didn't really understand that.
Yeah.
I mean, I understood it, but, like, it's a wedding. It wasn't, like, a big deal to me. But pretty much Andrew and Amanda's wedding, that was the first wedding that, like, as an adult I went to. And then, yeah, pretty much every other wedding after that was with, I went with you, so we pretty much been to all the same weddings. So,
yeah.
And the one wedding I was in, I mean, I got to, you know, do the rehearsal, but, I mean.
Charlie, I also think weddings are a lot different from, like, the women's perspective versus the men's, because, like, there's a lot of responsibility that I had that didn't necessarily and even involve you. You know what I mean? Like, some things that I had to deal with weren't things that would have crossed your mind or, like, ever been something that would be, like, put on your plate. It was just something that was kind of expected of me to do.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I had it easy. I think being I guess I'm not gonna say being the man, because it's just the person who's primarily the wedding planner. Yeah. Like,
or, like, if we would have had more money, like, and could have hired a wedding planner, like, I think that would have taken a lot of stress off. Like,
yeah, because. Yeah,
I'm also bad at handling emotions.
Yeah, you
may or may not have broken a piece of our wedding equipment the night before the wedding in a full-out rage.
That also wasn't ours.
Well, I offered to replace it, and they told me they didn't want it replaced, so I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, but it wasn't, like, all bad, so for anybody listening that hasn't gotten married, like, it's definitely.
There's perks to it. Like, it's not all bad. Like, it's fun. Like, going dress shopping and, like, picking out a venue. Like, there are a lot of positives to it. It's just, you have to be, like, mentally prepared for it and, like, financially prepared for it.
Yeah. I also think it didn't help that our wedding was during COVID.
Yeah.
Like, no, I mean, COVID's obviously still a thing, but, like, one of kind of the height of the pandemic, pretty much.
Well, the other thing I always think about is, the wedding venue that we got married at wasn't our first choice. That was not the first place we planned to get married. We had planned to get married at a hotel in 2022. So we, yeah, June 2022. So we would have had a couple more years to, like, space things out and plan it, and kind of things fell apart with that. It might have been 2021.
I think it was 2021.
So it would have been June 2021. So that would have given us an extra year and a half to plan things.
They were just kind of a dumpster fire.
They were. And so things fell through with that. And so then finding a new venue was like very stressful, and we didn't really have like a date in particular that we were like set on, like, this has to be our wedding date. So it's basically like we found this venue and we were like, okay, what days do you have? And October 24th just happened to be a date, and we were like, okay, sounds
and
good.
The date was literally 1 year after we had visited, like, wasn't it?
Yeah, we actually saw the venue on October 24th, 2019. And we booked our wedding for October 24th, 2020. So we literally had 364 days to figure it out. And the only thing we had was a wedding dress. I had picked out my wedding dress and that was it. But I mean, the venue offered like table options where like they would do the decorations and like, I wouldn't have to touch stuff, but it's so expensive, and like that wasn't something we were financially prepared for. So yeah. I tried to DIY a lot of things that were not in my wheelhouse.
I mean, it all looked good.
It did.
At least from my perspective. It still sucks that they didn't let us take the cakes home.
That, I don't know why you thought they would.
Because we paid for them. And I feel bad for your dad because he got that extra keg. And then we didn't even finish anything.
I'm oddly surprised that people didn't drink more than what they did. That's probably my...
I don't think we had a lot of beer drinkers.
I don't think so either. And then I didn't tell anybody about my specialty drink except like a couple people.
Yeah, you kind of... I don't know if we mentioned it because I think we did a wedding episode, didn't we?
I think so. But I don't think it really like had a whole bunch of wedding details.
Yeah, she had a blue drink as a specialty drink.
Everybody,
a whole pitcher.
Okay, I ordered a gallon of a specialty drink for myself because I didn't care for beer and I hadn't found a wine that I was like obsessed with yet. And I was like, you know what? It's my wedding. I want to make sure I have something to drink. So I knew about it. My wedding party knew about it. My parents knew about it. And then as I got drunk, I told like extra people, but everybody lost their shit because Ashley was drunk carrying around a blue drink and a giant white dress. And I made a lot of people worry. And I was like, I don't really care. Like, has to go to the dry cleaner anyways. Like, I don't see what the big deal is.
Yeah, that's fair, I guess. shoot, this chair is squeaky. Probably a bad choice. Oh, well.
Charlie, mind your business.
Our dog hates us right now. Bro.
Y'all hear this? This is the sass that we have to deal with.
Hey, dog, we're trying to record.
Well, I guess this would be a good time for a break to figure out what the hell the dog wants. So, BRB, friends.
Ready? I'm ready, Freddy. Okay. sorry about that. We had to take a quick break. Had to see if we can get the dog a little quieter. She is not feeling us right now for whatever reason. So, I don't know. 1 year. It don't even feel like it's been a year.
It's been an interesting year. Lots changed for us this year.
Yeah, probably more than... I don't know, probably
more than any year we've been together.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, aside from, you know, having a baby.
Yeah, but that was only, like, one life event in the span of a year. We've had, three life events this year? Four? Like, we got married. We sold our house. We started renting. I quit my job. You, like... I don't want to say stuck with your job, but like, you stuck with your job, like... I don't know, like, almost a lot of things have happened.
I was definitely ready to quit my job. Oh, my God. This has been a terrible... It's not been a terrible year for me work-wise, but, God.
It's been an interesting year,
yeah,
to say the least.
Yeah, it's been an interesting year. Man, I've actually worked so much this past year. I haven't worked like that since I was young.
You old!
I know. She said, what'd you say to me earlier? Oh my God, you dang near called me 30.
Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah.
I said it's our anniversary, so I made a comment about how 1 year down, and I said like 50 or 60 more years to go. And I said, based on your life expectancy, because most people in his family live until they're like 90 something or older. And he goes, I would only be like 70 or something like that. And I was like, oh no, I was rounding up to 30. So that math was easier. So yeah. You're not 27, you're 30.
I'm also not 27.
How old
Can
are
we
you?
Mention that?
How old am I? 25, 26, you're 28.
I'm definitely 28.
Why would you call yourself out? Now you just pointed out how you're older.
I mean, well, I mean, if y'all want to call me 27, but I don't think that makes much of a difference being 27 than 28. I mean, if you're going to call me younger, call me, say I'm like 20, 24, 25.
You can't be younger than me. If you don't go put your little
She's
ass
still
down,
barking.
It's because the collar ain't even on right. I bet it's dead. All right. So, I guess, would you get married again? Back to the original question.
Would I?
Or would you do the wedding again?
See, I got all the, I mostly had perks.
You got the drinking.
Yeah.
And the just like chilling.
I didn't have like a crazy dress I had to put on. I didn't have to like my wedding parties. I wish we had a different, I wish we had a hotel room or somewhere better to take pictures.
Yeah.
Like our house was a bit crowded and small. I
mean, and
it was
kind of messy because I was so busy planning a wedding.
Not to mention like some of our pictures in front of the house, we had like broken curtains and stuff. It was just like,
yeah.
This was a little bit like, even if we could have just
gone to a park or something.
Yeah, we probably could have. But it was cold, man.
You're telling me my shoulders were all out, my arms were all out. At least y'all were in jackets.
Yeah. And then I remember DeMichael, he had me turned around for so long before he came out.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't even have to be turned. I didn't even have to be turned around. I was literally turned around for like an hour. Okay, it wasn't that long.
Well,
like
I remember they just had you turned around while I got from the venue out to the behind the doors. And then you were supposed to be allowed to turn back around.
Yeah.
They made you wait longer than that?
They never told me to turn around.
Oh.
So when I finally turned around and I was just looking at everybody in the crowd, I was like, who's on here? It was, I don't know.
You know, though, I think the worst part is that, like, I don't remember, like, I know I looked out into the crowd, but, like, I couldn't tell you 90% of who was staring back at me. Like, in that moment, like, they were just faces. Like, I mean, like, I know, like, obviously my parents, but, like, they had, you know, left. And so, like, I don't know. Like, when I looked in the crowd, like, I knew who people were, but, like, I couldn't, like, put I couldn't put faces to people,
yeah.
Like, in that moment.
I had some friends come down from Warsaw and Indy, and I was actually surprised to see them. Like, it had been so long since I've seen them. I was really surprised to actually see them there. I don't know. It was, would I do it again? I don't know. Like I said, I didn't have as much. I don't know. I'd probably do it again. I think I'd do it on a smaller scale. Like, I don't think I would do, like, the whole venue thing.
So, like, a backyard wedding type thing, maybe?
I'd maybe do a backyard wedding. But again,
that could still.
Yeah, I think I wish it was a little bit more intimate. I also hate that. One thing I do, like, I don't hate, but I don't know. I feel like we didn't get enough people dancing.
No.
So many people just didn't
dance. Well, and for any family listening, I don't mean to make this sound bad, but, like, we had to take so much of our guest list and appoint it to family that we cut out a lot of, like, friends and, like, younger people that would have made it more lively and dance party-ish because we had to have immediate family there. And your family was so big that it took up a lot of, like, the guest list.
Yeah. And
which,
that wasn't even, like, all my family. Like, I really, like, if I could have invited more of my family, I probably would have. But
yeah. Well, and what sucks, though, is, like, we invited, like, 100 and some people and, like, 100 and, I don't know, we'll say we invited, like, 120. I don't remember how many we invited. And, like, 100 RSVP'd that they were coming. So it was, like, 20 people that weren't coming. Like, cool, fine. Like, RSVP'd, like, we'll be there. Asked us questions up until, like, said that they were excited to come. And then the day of, I think we maybe had 70 people show up.
Yeah, I think it was, like, 70, 75.
And, like, for me, that was really frustrating because I did, like, DIY a lot of stuff. And so, like, place cards and, like, just everything took a lot from me to put together. So for people to not show up, that was really... And then, like, we could have invited other people, like, 40 other people that would have shown up and would have made the party, like, made it what it was. So that was really hard. And, like, I mean, even if it would have been the day before, if somebody knew that, like, they couldn't make it, like, I wish they would have just told us, because, like, there was probably a lot of people that we could have been like, hey, like, last minute a stop spot opened up, like, please come. And, like, I feel like we would have had friends that would have shown up last minute. Like, yeah. I don't know. It just kind of sucked.
Also, I don't know. A lot of people were like...
A lot of people were bitter about my no kids policy.
Yeah. I was about to say, if we would have done it sooner, like, younger, nobody had kids yet, maybe it would have been a little bit better, but... Yeah. I mean, we didn't... It's... Because it's... I don't know. Like, it's cool having kids around, but...
They're just, it was like, I think it was like $22 or $24 per adult that we let eat. And then it was like $13 or $14 to feed children. And most of our friends, like, their kids are, I don't know, like 2-3 years old, like young children. Like, I'm sorry, I'm not paying $13 for your kid to eat 2 bites of a piece of food or to not touch it at all. Like, and, like, the whole point was, like, we wanted more of, like, the party aspect of a wedding, which is why we didn't want kids there.
And we also
there.
Wanted people that are, like, couples to be able to have a night out and not have to worry about their kids. I mean, like...
Like, Barry and Cullen's wedding, like, that was, like, that's what I wanted. Like, theirs turned out really well.
Yeah.
And ours just...
I mean, ours still, we had a decent turnout still, I think. I mean...
Well, I mean, like, from, like, the party style aspect of it. Like, yeah. I felt like theirs was more, like... lively. Like, that's kind of what I've hoped for our wedding.
You know, I also wish, like, I liked our DJ, but I did not, I don't know, I feel like we just had a generic DJ.
Yeah, he was pretty plain. Like, we told him we wanted, like, a, like, they were, like, on a scale of, like, 1, like, just there to play music, or, like, 10, like, crowd surfing, like, where do you want your DJ? And I think we told him, like, an 8 or 9. And I feel like our DJ was definitely like 4. I mean, he was good. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
like,
he was cool.
He was great.
He was,
but
I'd say more than a 4. But I don't know. I kind of, like I said, just going to those. I wish I knew a personal DJ.
Yeah.
And I feel like that maybe would have been a little bit better. But
or if we could have had like in person, like when we had calls with our DJ company, it was with the company, and they couldn't tell us who was going to be our DJ. They were like, oh, like, we'll pick somebody based on what you give us, and, like, we'll send somebody out that day. So, like, we really didn't know who our DJ was going to be, and I feel like if we would have had, like, a personal call with our, like, who our DJ was going to be, like, maybe we could have,
like, curated a playlist or something, which they let us put suggestions, but...
And, like, do not play. Like,
yeah, they didn't guarantee that it was going to... Played.
Yeah, I mean, he was really cool though. Like,
yeah, no, he was a good DJ, but like, it was just a generic. It was just generic though.
Yeah,
like,
I remember I was drunk as hell, and my dad had told the DJ, he was like, "Whatever she says goes." And I ended up going up to him and telling him that if so and so came up and requested music, to never play it, just tell him you'll get to it. And then like, I was just giving him the most like obscene shit to deal with, and I was like, "Sorry, but like, here you go." Like. It was just a little crazy, but
yeah.
I mean, he accommodated every request we had, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I would ultimately say, like I said, I maybe do it again on just a more intimate, smaller scale.
A loop.
Yeah, maybe even that. Just spend more money on the honeymoon.
Mm-hmm. Our honeymoon was good though.
Yeah, we definitely had it. We went to a place we vacationed before, so it was like we had a little bit more experience there, but unfortunately, I got sick. I was sick like the whole week of our honeymoon, so I was just like falling asleep early.
He was sick, I was drunk.
Yeah, it was a good vacation, but yeah, I like didn't have any energy. Because I feel like, well, we were also older. Like, the first time we went, I think we, like, walked the beach, like, every day.
We also went in August, so the weather was a little bit better.
Yeah.
But I had just turned 21 the first time we went versus, like,
yeah,
I'm 24 and have a baby now. Like, I'm old. Well, I was 24 when we got married.
Fair. But yeah, and then we just spent a lot more time actually at the resort. But we did more at the resort. Like, we tried the resort's food, even though I still never got to try the little shark bite thing. So yeah. I was kind of devastated about that. We tried some of the restaurants that we, you know, weren't able to go to the first time we visited there. It was a resort, and they had, like, massages. They had, like, a spa, so we got some massages. We got a better room.
You know, okay, so I have bits and pieces about this that I don't know how to feel. So, technically, we had a better room. It was more like a suite, I guess. Yeah. So, like, the bed was separate from, like, the couch and the dining table, and then you had, like, the bathroom. Now, the cool part about this was the bathroom had a jacuzzi tub. Awesome, right? That was, like, the feature that I wanted. It was still an ocean view room, but the kitchen didn't have a stove in this one, and there was no full-length mirror in this one, which I know you're like, full-length mirror, like, who really cares? I care. I wanted, like, outfit of the day photos, like...
Yeah.
I wanted a full-length mirror. And, like, we had really cute photos that we took the first time we went there that I wanted to recreate, like, now that we were married, and we didn't have the mirror to do that. We did have a second bathroom in that one, which was nice because I didn't ever have to wait for Archie. Like,
yeah,
I could just have the other bathroom. But I don't know. I have to argue that our first room was better. It had a full-size fridge. It had the stove, like... I just feel like our first room was a little bit nicer. And it was on the corner, so we technically had two balconies.
Is that fair? I don't know.
And it had a full-length mirror.
I guess I didn't really care so much. Like, we cooked one time. That first time we went, we bought so much stuff. Couldn't take any of it back.
Okay, so
we
the first...
to throw away so much stuff.
We the first time we went, we...
You can tell we were noobs at flying.
Yeah. The first time we went, we were like... We rented a car, which this time we didn't even have a rental car, so yeah. We made it more places this time than the first time, but the first time we had a rental car, and so we got to the hotel, and since it had, like, a full kitchen, we went to the store and, like, bought food, because we were like, oh, we'll just, like, make our own food. We're not gonna eat out. That was stupid of us.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Also, did you know you can't fly with popcorn?
Yeah.
Or peanut butter?
Or toothpaste.
Big tubes of toothpaste. You know what? I made it down there with that tube of toothpaste. I just didn't make it back with that tube of toothpaste.
Probably would have made it if we actually flew into Daytona.
Yeah. Orlando is just a bigger airport.
Yeah. I'm glad we went into Daytona, though, because that drive.
Yeah, we flew into Daytona the second time. We'd learned our lesson, and we were able to get an Uber from the airport to the hotel, and it was literally a 6-minute drive. Like,
yeah,
it was nice. And then we just got an Uber back, which our Uber back to the airport at the end of our honeymoon, it was like 6 o'clock in the morning, keep in mind that, but this man accepts our Uber and comes to pick us up, and you're picking somebody up from a hotel, taking them to an airport. You would assume they have luggage. This man came with his trunk, like, full of shit. Like,
yeah.
Had no room for our luggage, and we're there with, like, giant suitcases. Like, I mean, we made it work, but it was interesting, to say the least.
Yeah. That was a little bit nerve-wracking. Like, bro, you got a whole spare tire in your trunk. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. You Ubering people around. Like, obviously, you know, you live in Florida, so most of the people you probably Ubering are, like, tourists.
Yeah.
We didn't make it back to that club, did we?
Mm-mm. I think it was closed.
Was it?
I think so.
Because we should have went, like, Halloween night. Because we were there for Halloween. I think we left the day after Halloween, maybe?
Yeah, we came back November 1st. We didn't really go out that night. We went out to Joe's Crab Shack that night.
Yeah. Would have been nice to maybe try to go out, but I forgot. I guess we knew how early our flight was.
Yeah.
We went out the first time, though, and it was cool. What else? I mean, we walked. We did a little bit more. We adventured out a little bit further. I don't know. I mean, I guess technically we ventured out further the first time because we drove.
We didn't really drive anywhere around Daytona, though. We had the rental car because we had to drive back to Orlando for the concert.
We did go to a restaurant that wasn't, like, it was across from the Speedway. From the racetrack or whatever.
Oh, Yeah, what was that? It was it's like a franchise of Cheddar's.
Was it? I thought it was like a seafood restaurant.
It is, but like it's like a off. It's like Florida's version of Cheddar's, like something like that.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. This is news to me. Yeah. But anyways, we're just rambling.
You want to take a break and then we can come back and do our game?
We can do that.
I don't know. I guess I wouldn't call this a game, but.
All right, a little segment. One thing I do want to say, for anybody that's listening.
Bro, you just broke your bracelet. The hell? Anyway, finish your sentence.
I was just trying to pull it a little loose.
Rastaclat. We need a new bracelet.
Yeah, Rastaclat, if you listen. I guess
because they're listening to a podcast.
I mean, they listen to a podcast that I listen to. They like, you know, podcasts that I work with. Obviously, I don't work with anybody. podcasts I listen to, they work with them. But what was I saying?
Anybody
that listens, feel free to follow us on Twitter at Figuring Pod, and I think the same for Instagram. I got logged out of our Twitter. I don't know our Twitter information. Like, Twitter just logged me out of all my accounts one day. I don't know what that was about.
Sounds like a personal problem.
Yeah, I was kind of getting do you know the login information for the Twitter? Jeez. But I do want to get more active on Twitter. We got like 5 followers, so I'm probably trying to get a little bit more active if we can actually pick this up. I went through some stuff with work and it just kind of was like, I didn't go through anything. Like, I had to go through this training thing and it was just kind of draining me, but that all worked out. And it was like a month and a half of me going through all that stuff. But that's finally over with. So hopefully, you know, I'm not super drained, and Ashley's job, hopefully not draining her too much. You know, we can have that energy. So we can maybe try to do more podcasts. I don't know if they'll be coming. I don't think we'll be doing it weekly. Y'all don't want to hear us talk about boring stuff weekly, but maybe we can do it every 2 weeks, or maybe we'll just do it once a month. I don't know. I just do want to at least try to get us a little bit more consistent, get us a few more followers, get a little bit interactive on social media. At some point, I maybe want to record, or at least record and maybe like make little clips of it, post on TikTok or something like that.
Well, we should make a TikTok.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind making some TikToks or something. So, but with that being said, like I said, follow us. We're going to take a quick break. Then we're going to get into this question. And then we'll probably be done after that. Keep going.
Who lives in the pineapple under the sea? SpongeBob SquarePants. All right.
I am officially back and logged into our Twitter.
Our Twitter is Figuring Pod. Go follow us. We only have 5 followers.
I don't know why I follow Joe Budden Podcast on our Twitter, on our podcast account.
Because why would you not follow other podcasts? I mean, nothing wrong with that.
No, I'm not following them back, so.
Okay, anyways, we're back. And now we're going to do our little thing. If you listened to our last episode, we got this box of cards off of Amazon. It's 88 conversation starters for husbands and wives. And we figured since, this is kind of our little husband and wifey thing, why not answer these on here? So, do you want to pull a card first, or?
Pull a card. Give a card.
The cards are two-sided. Realistically, the goal is, like, whatever side you pull it out on is the side that you read. However, that's kind of user discretion. Some of these are a little questionable. But the whole point of this is try to be as transparent as possible. So that's what we're aiming for here.
All right. So, card 51.
We should probably keep track of which ones we do.
Yeah, I don't.
Yes. Anyways.
All right. This one says, what household chore do you dislike the most? if we could trade some tasks with each other, what would they be? And then there's a little quote, housework, if you do it right, can kill you. Irma Bombeck.
If you do it right, it can Well, I guess this, my answer to this has kind of changed recently. So when we had our house, I would have traded mowing the lawn for like literally anything.
Really?
Like dishes, laundry, like if you would have done all of that, like I would have happily mowed the yard. But we don't have a yard to mow anymore. So I would have to say my new hated household chore is dishes. Because our sink isn't like technically a full size sink.
Right.
And I just hate it. I dislike it. I will do all the laundry in the world, fold, wash, put away. I will do all of it if I never have to touch another dish. And I don't have to see them piled. And like, I hate when they sit on the counter to dry because it takes up our counter space. And I hate when the sink is like overflowing with dishes or there's dishes on the stove. But I also hate doing dishes. So
yeah.
That's my answer. I will, if you touch all the dishes and don't leave them for more than 24 hours, I will never make you touch the laundry.
So my thing I used to, actually, mine's kind of changed too. I used to hate doing the dishes. And I think it kind of stems from how my mom used to treat us to do the dishes, like growing up. Like, I don't know. It was like, I mean, I know every kid had chores forced on them, but dishes was just like a whole different beast. Like,
one time my mom, she found a dirty dish after I had done dishes, and she got mad at the fact that she was always finding dirty dishes and the clean dishes, and she took literally everything out of every cabinet and made me rewash all of it.
Yeah, see, that wasn't just one time for me.
Oh, I only let that happen once. I made sure shit was clean from that point on.
So me and my brothers had chores, but of course we were all lazy, so, you know. So if we had any, if like any of the dishes were still a little bit greasy, if we didn't use like hot enough water, then boom, have to rewash the dishes. If she was in the mood and yeah, there was a dirty dish, boom, rewash all the dishes. If we fall asleep and forget to do dishes before bed, guess who's doing dishes at 2 a.m., 3 a.m., getting woken up? Oh my goodness, have to do them before school. Like, bro, it was the worst. And then my mom, she was like, she would put bleach in the water sometimes, but bro, she would just like overdo it sometimes. Like, a little bit of bleach is fine, but man, I would be smelling bleach on my fingers for like days.
Oh.
It was so bad. Like, but anyway, I digress from that. Now the chore I hate the most is actually laundry. Laundry is just never ending. Oh my God.
Because you don't put it away.
Because I hate it. It's the most tedious task in the world.
Look, I think we just found our like greatest marriage like compromise right here. Like, I think we should try some, like, I think we should do a trial until we do our next podcast. Like, you're in charge of all the dishes and I'll take care of all the laundry.
I mean, but you cannot say that I have, like, this week you've done dishes, like the past week you've done dishes like a lot, but you can't say I have been doing dishes more since we've been in our apartment.
Yeah, but you leave them longer than what I like and then I get annoyed by them.
Yeah, because I don't know, I got this weird complex on like, if I put my mind to doing something, even if I don't get to it at that exact moment, like, I'll be like, all right, yeah, I'll sit around for a little while and I'll get these done before I go to bed. But sometimes you'll be like, and it's not necessarily with the dishes. Like, I feel like you don't ever ask me to do the dishes. But I don't know. I get this weird complex, though. Like, if I got my mind set on doing something and then somebody asks me to do it, I don't want to do it after that.
Yeah. Well, I think we should make this a challenge, and I think we should try to find a way to make this a challenge, and then we can follow up with everybody and see how it goes.
We'll see.
Maybe like a week. Like, we don't even have to do another podcast. We could just like a whole week. Like, you have to do the dishes. A whole week I have to do the laundry. Which would suck for me if you accept that offer, because I just did the dishes today and there's a hell of a lot of laundry.
Yeah, but also at the same time, it's like, I don't know, because when I, like, my off days.
You do laundry.
Kinda. I do laundry, yeah.
Kinda. I almost fell off the chair.
I mean, I do laundry on my off days. I'll wash and dry the clothes.
And then
I might put away a basket or two.
Okay, well.
But then you yelled at me for doing laundry every day, even though our utilities are included in our rent. So. All
right, we'll follow up on this. I'm going to make a way to make this a competition. Contest. I don't know.
Follow us on Instagram. Maybe we'll do a poll or on Twitter or something. Probably Instagram because we got a few more followers on Instagram than on Twitter. So we'll probably just try to make a challenge on that. But yeah, that's my thing. I hate laundry. We literally have so much laundry. And then you had the thing where it's like, don't do laundry on New Year's Day.
So you don't have as much laundry.
And that's a lie. It is a fib. It is a fable.
But you know what? The year before, I didn't know that was a thing, and, like, we had washed laundry on New Year's, and then I heard about it, like, right after, and we had just as much laundry that year. So, like, I don't know if it really applies. No, I think it's a scam.
Like, we have a toddler. You have a lot of clothes. I just generally just wear work clothes.
Yeah, but... So, I get up in the morning, and I put on my work clothes. So that's one outfit. And then I come home from work, and I instantly change into different clothes. And then those are the clothes I typically stay in. Either unless I'm showering that night or until the next day or if I'm working out. So I'll have anywhere from 2 to 3 pairs of clothes a day. But it seems like when we do laundry that 90% of the clothes are yours, oddly enough. So I don't really know how that works.
I wear my work clothes. Granted, I was working, you know, in the preload. So a lot of times I was changing, you know, clothes like all the time, but now I'm in my work uniform, then I come home, I change into some shorts, I change my socks, and my, you know, get out of my work clothes, put on a new shirt. So I guess maybe I wear like 2 outfits a day, but, and then in the morning, I don't know. So I wear like 2 outfits a day.
We shouldn't have as much, for like, we do laundry every Saturday/Sunday. So realistically, if you figure 2 outfits a day per person, which Tatum might be in pajamas. So 2, 4, 6 outfits per day per person. What's 6 times 6?
36.
That's 36 pieces of clothing that need washed.
Then we got his, if he has an accident or something at school.
That's extra clothes.
Or if they like play outside and he gets dirty, they'll sometimes change his clothes.
If something happens here.
The sheets, the towels and rags, which those we have, we always have humongous piles of towels.
Which again is another 3 towels per person per day, plus 3 rags. So again, another 36 items of clothing. Like, could you imagine if we had like, you know, like people who have 6 kids, like I applaud you. Like, I don't know how you do that much laundry.
Yeah, our washer.
But a lot of people have like multiple washers and dryers too. Like with bigger families sometimes, yeah.
Never heard that. That's the first time I heard that.
Oh, I just looked at a house the other day. They had 4 sets of washers and dryers. It is like a 15-bedroom house.
No, we're gonna talk about houses next time because we're not gonna keep this episode too long. But
okay, wait, my turn for a question. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
And you know what? I enjoy doing laundry because I have my fancy new washer and dryer.
Yeah.
I made Archie buy me a new washer and dryer. Now I love it.
Yeah, you're lucky I got this job.
Anyways, you ready for your question?
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
Look like my headlights are on, but I think it's just the reflection.
It's just the reflection. Okay. What first attracted you to me when you didn't know that I was the one? Quotation marks around the one.
No way, that's actually the random card that you pulled.
It is.
I don't believe that by any means.
It is.
Okay, if you say so.
I flipped through them.
Okay.
And it was the one that I landed on top.
Okay. Ask the question again.
What first attracted you to me when you didn't know that I was the one?
I guess in what context? Like, what did I find attractive about you? Is that what that's kind of asking?
Yeah. Like, what first attracted you to me?
Oh, I mean, you're easy to talk to, pretty open. Like talking wise and that booty. No, the smile. With the booty too.
Oh man. Did it change? Okay, so like follow up. Did it change after you figured out that I was the one? Like, what made it that I was the one? Like, was it a specific feature?
No.
Okay.
You just push it up.
Yeah, the man who said he was never getting married. So, all right.
Okay. Is there a quote on this one?
Yeah. You know you're in love when you can't fall asleep because reality is finally better than your dreams. Dr. Seuss.
Oh, Dr. Seuss be lying. I'd be sleeping. I used to sleep all the time.
Yeah, you did. You slept all the time. I was the one wide awake for hours on end, and you were over there snoring like a log. Man, it sounds like Ashley was the one in love, and Archie wasn't.
I was working two jobs, bro. Give me a break.
I know. Okay. And then I would wake him up enough for him to take me out to dinner, and then he'd fall right back asleep.
All
right.
No, you gotta answer now.
Oh. Your looks.
You know you thought I was two different people.
Okay, so the first time I met Archie, he had a lot of hair, like, on his head. And then I didn't talk to him for a couple weeks because I was, I don't know, I was going this weird thing with, like, an ex when I was, like, on Tinder, like, trying to meet somebody new. But, you know, toxic people, they pull you back in. Anyways, and so it was, like, a couple weeks later, and I finally was like, nope, I'm done. Like, I'm moving on. And so I, like, went to hang out with Archie again. And he met up with me, and he had his hair short, like the way you guys probably know him. And I thought he was somebody different. I thought I had confused which guy I met on Tinder because I couldn't. He looks so different with different hair.
So, what do you like better?
I like your hair the way it is now. I think you were really young and cute looking, like with your hair like big, but like.
Matured in the face.
You're like grown and like sophisticated now. Like
I'm grown and sophisticated. The beard, man. That's what it is. My beard got a little bit thicker.
Yeah.
You know, it fit my face a little bit better.
So I'd say your looks and like you're probably the first person I met who wasn't like pushy. Like you didn't like of course like every man like ask you to come over, but like you asked me to come over and I was like, no, like that's not really something I'm up for, and like you weren't like an asshole about it. Like you're just like, okay, cool. But like you didn't stop talking to me and you like you kept things like the way they were. So like just your like genuine like careness, I guess. Like you're nice to me, and I mean even like other things, like little things of like if I didn't like when I used to come see you when you lived with your friends and like if I got home and I didn't tell you I got home, like you would, like, a couple times you, like, blew up my phone. And I was like, what the hell is going on? But, like, having somebody care about you for the first time is, like, a whole different, like, level. So, like, I don't know. It was nice.
Well,
Andy used to text me good morning every day.
Did
I?
I don't remember a lot of stuff.
I used to get, like, text messages and Snapchats every morning. It's like, good morning, beautiful.
I was up super early. Yeah, all the time. I was freaking working at, like, 3 a.m.
So I always had a good morning text when I woke up. It's cute.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you kind of worked pretty early, too.
I did.
You used to drive a long way.
Yeah. Well, and you know.
We'll save that conversation for another day, but.
Well, I was just going to say the other thing about you is, like, even when you knew that, like, I wasn't ready to, like, date or, like, do anything, like, to a certain extent, like, even though you were at work during my long drives to work, like, I know I had made comments to you about, like, having such a long drive and, like, throw myself under the bus here, but, like, wanting to, like, drive my car off the side of the road. And, like, you were at work, like, talking me out of, like, crazy shit. So, like, I don't know. Like, who stops what they're doing at work to, like, have that conversation at 5 o'clock in the fucking morning?
Yeah. I mean, granted, my work. I could use my phone pretty much any time.
Yeah, but like a lot of people just wouldn't have cared. They'd be like, "You're being dramatic," but like, I don't know. You actually had a conversation with me. So. Yeah. All right, pick another card.
Are we doing another one?
Yeah.
I thought we were just gonna do like one.
No, do one more.
One more.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll pick the black card to go for
everyone. Yeah.
Oh goodness. When you're sick. What are ways you like to be pampered and cared for?
I would really love to be cuddled. And you don't do that. But
I stay away from you when you
say. I like affection, so like but I think it was a washer. Like foot rubs, like cook me food, like just do things for me. But primarily, even the last time I was sick, you remember how I was like in bed, like basically crying, and you're like, your result was, do I need to take you to the hospital? And I was like basically crying like a baby because I genuinely just wanted to be like held. Like, I just wanted somebody to cuddle with me. So that's that. Yeah.
I don't know, this is a quote too. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Psalms 73:26. But my thing when I'm sick, I feel like I'm just usually a bit more tired. So I just want rest. Like, I want to be able to rest. I sometimes just want you to take care of Tatum and like like, I don't know, some days I'm just, and I'll say it, some days I'm just like, look, I'm going to bed. You can give him, I don't say it like this, but I'm pretty much like, I'm going to bed. He can get a bath tomorrow, or if you want to give him a bath, go for it. But I'm just going to bed. That's kind of how I handle it. I don't feel like I need to be pampered or anything, but I just handle myself. I just need rest.
That's fair. All right. Well, I guess I'll let me pick one this time, since you think I cheat.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if there's really
a long episode.
A way to cheat with
this. I guess not really. I feel like the first recording was like 10 minutes, and 10 minutes. The second one was like 20 minutes maybe, so
yeah,
this might not be as long as I thought.
Oh, I know the answer to that. All right, we'll do this one. All the people. Well, I feel like we discussed this last time. Anyways, if you could open a restaurant, if you could open your own restaurant, what would it be like?
Man, actually, I've thought about this a lot because I do want to have a restaurant.
I know.
I more or less want to have a bar. So if anybody's out there looking for, you know, somebody to go into business with, give me like 5 years, let me stack up a little bit of cheddar, and we can, you know, figure something out. We can start a business plan, though. But I would want to do something, I kind of would want to do something themed. I don't necessarily know what the theme would be. Maybe base it off like one of my favorite TV shows or something. Like, you know, have some nice cocktails based off characters.
Oh, we should have a Supernatural themed restaurant.
See, I was kind of thinking that Supernatural or Community.
Supernatural has like so many things you can do, though.
That's true, but I feel like people hate Supernatural.
Crowley.
I feel like people hate Supernatural. But I don't know. I would just want a bar. Like, I would love to just have some great food, but mostly just focus on like cocktails or like some crazy margaritas. That's just really what I want. Maybe more cocktails, because I'm not a mixologist by any means, but I like trying to make drinks. How about you?
Quite honestly, I would never want to own my own restaurant. Like, if you wanted to own a restaurant, like, I'd be more than happy to go in on that venture with you, but like, I don't want my own restaurant, if that makes sense. Like, it's just not really something that appeases to me. Maybe because I worked in the food industry too much, but I don't have like a set type of food or like drink, or like, I don't have anything that like pulls me in and wants me, like makes me want to do that.
Fair.
So,
okay.
That's all I got for that.
All right, well,
this tattoo is itchy.
I guess we will wrap this up.
We gotta go eat a piece of our wedding cake and then go pick up our kid.
Yeah, go pick up our kid. Hopefully he's tired, but he slept till like 5.
He took a nap from like 2 to 5.
So, that being said, thank you for anybody that's tuning in, or that tunes in.
Go follow us on Twitter.
Yeah, follow us on Twitter, Instagram at Figuring Pod. We don't have a Facebook page, but
I guess I could make us one.
I don't know. I mean, I can share this. Like, we didn't share the last episode on our personal Facebook, but I'll probably do it this time. But yeah, we'll figure something out. But yeah, thank you guys. Anybody that tunes in, feel free to follow us and reach out to us. You can give us some suggestions, stuff maybe, you know, if you're in a relationship or even single that you want to hear about. We are working on getting some guests on here. I just don't know when that'll happen. Hopefully within the next couple of episodes. I think I said that last time, but we just, you know, have had a lot going on. So,
If you have anything you want us to talk about, message us.
If you want to follow Creations.
No? I haven't posted anything on there.
Okay.
But yeah, or if you have like a scenario in your life that you want to know what we would do.
Leave. No, I'm just kidding.
Let us answer questions. It might not be the answer you want. It might not be the best answer, but like,
I mean, we'll give it a try. We all figuring it out.
There you go. All right. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Have a good night.
Peace.
Good day. Whatever time of day you're listening to this.
Yeah, that. Peace.